When I am ready to do it, it is easy to do. When I am ready to do it, it is easy to do. All things in life are easy to do when I am ready to do it. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the program is, when I am ready to do it, it is easy to do. Let's ask the question, why is it easy to do when I am ready to do it? It is easy to do when I am ready to do it because when I am ready to do it, my heart, my soul, my being, my total self is right there, ready to express all the things that I am ready to do. What is it that I might want to do? Now, we take children, and when they're ready to play, everything is ready to play with. And they have such a good time, and they always have a good time, because that's the way they live. That's the way they are. They're not concerned about anything in the world except for whatever the game is they're going to play. Now, we as adults do the same thing. Whenever we have a game we're going to play, we can do it. It's easy to do, and it's fun to do, because the whole thing is that it's just something that delights our heart. When we are ready to do anything, it delights our heart. And when it delights our heart, then we feel very comfortable in doing it. We feel very content in doing it. We feel very happy in doing it. And we want to do it. How can we step forward and do those things that we want to do? How can we step forward and be and live in the way that we want to live? And when we say, when I am ready to do it, it is easy to do. So, I prepare myself by saying, I have learned how to play the game. I've learned how to use the computer, I've learned how to use the internet, or I've learned how to cook in the kitchen, or I've learned how to be a wonderful housekeeper. In fact, I went to school and took a course in how to be a housekeeper, how to take care of my own house, how to clean my house, how to wash my windows, how to take care of my carpet, how to take care of all of the things that are necessary in a household. And when I went to school and learned how to do it, I was there among many other people in this evening school class that took place for a whole semester. And the things that I learned were just amazing. I never realized that I was unaware of so many things on being a good housekeeper. And there were men and women and young people there, all eager to learn how to be a good housekeeper. Now, it's not that we're going to go out and be a housekeeper and get paid for being a housekeeper. It's so that we can keep our own house, so that we can maintain our own life and do our own things and do those things that make us happy and make us feel fulfilled and make us feel magnificent. Well, it's all up to us how we want to do it. It's all up to us how we want to live our life, how we want to move from point A to point B. And if we want to do it happily, joyfully, wonderfully, we go to this evening school class, and we don't think that we're too smart or too stupid to go to the class. And in the class, we learn all about that which we'd like to learn about, so that when we're ready to do it, it is easy to do. So often, we forget about taking charge of those things that are easy for us to do. So often we forget about it because we forget, we think we know it all. We think we know it in the beginning. We think we know it from the very essence of it. And do we really? Do we really know how to do these things? Well, the answer is no. No, we don't. And we're too proud to say that we don't know how. And we're too proud to go and educate ourselves. Now, there are many online courses, many online programs on the internet, and we can go into Wikipedia, and we can go into Google, and we can go into all sorts of wonderful things and learn all sorts of wonderful things about how to do these things and how to live a fantastic life and how to be a wonderful human being and how to be a good father, a good mother, how to be a good wife or a good husband. What are the values of family life? What are the things that are really important that make our life feel so worthwhile and so wonderful? Well, we think we know that. We think we know it. But when I'm really ready to do it, it's easy to do. Now, I can take courses. I can learn about these things, and I can become aware of it and become very intelligent in that field. And as I become very intelligent in that field, I find that it's just lots of fun. But there are many fields that there are no courses available. There are many fields that I cannot go to a school or go to the internet or go into Wikipedia or Google or wherever and find these answers to these questions. So what do I do? Well, when I'm ready to do it, it's easy to do. So when I'm ready to do it, I say to myself, I know that I know that I know. I know how to do whatever I want to do. For instance, I want to get married, and I want to be a good spouse. How can I learn how to be a good spouse? How can I learn how to be a spouse that is wonderful and beautiful? How can I learn how to be a spouse that is delightful, that I appreciate, that I think is wonderful? What kind of a spouse would I like to be with? What is the other person all about? What is the other person all about? How does the other person live in my life? How does the other person live in my world? What do I want to be like? How do I want to live my life? How do I want to live my life? How do I want to be a good husband or a good wife? How do I want to do that? Where do I find out about that? Well, we find out right in our heart. The cavemen certainly had to learn the hard way, and they didn't have all of the facility to help them learn. And many other peoples, as time went along, had to learn by trial and error. There were a few wise ones who helped them, guide them along the way, but basically, they had to say, what would I like this person to do to me? What would I like me to do to me? How would I like to be treated? How would I like to be handled? How would I like people to love me? In such a measure, I learn how to love. In such a measure, I learn how to be a good companion. I learn how to be a good spouse. I learn how to be a good person in a relationship. Now, what do I want from others in the relationship? Well, those are things that what I want from others is what I should learn how to give lovingly to others. As I listen within, the answer to be the ideal spouse comes to me. And when I'm ready to do it, it is easy to do. And I become the ideal spouse. The ideal spouse because I have listened within me to my inner self to know what it is that I really want to do. And as I learn and listen to the within to know what I really want to do, I start doing it. I start living it. I start acting upon it. I start being it in everything that I am, in everything that I do. And it's easy. It's really easy to do when I don't fight myself any longer. I just listen to that divine self within me. And I know that as it says within me, be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. And as I am being myself and having fun, I am enjoying my life so wonderful, so completely. But first I have to recognize, Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, but do it first. How would I like others to do things to me so I would do to them? If I give the love of my heart, the joy of my being, the essence of my allness to whatever is the person in my life I'd like to share with, that be a friend with, to be a good companion with, to be a spouse with, however I would like to do that, if I do it how I'd like to do it to me first, then I find out that it's really quite easy. It's quite easy to be a good spouse when I am a good spouse first to myself. And then I take that same attitude and I put it to work with all in my world and everything in my world, whether it's my job or whether it's my children or whether it's my spouse or whether it's my work or whether it's my education, whatever it is that I do, when I have love in my heart for doing it, not because I feel superior to it, but because I feel it's a joy that I want to know and have in my world. It's a joy that I want to be in my life. It's a joy that means everything to me. And this joy that means everything to me is exactly when I am ready to do it, it is easy to do. I say this at all times, under all circumstances, through all possibilities. And as I say it, the answer comes back to me in wonderful words and wonderful attitudes and wonderful beingness. It comes back to me because I am in the flow. I am in the flow and I know it. I know it and I love it. We wonder why some people are rich. Well, that's where their consciousness is. They live in an abundant consciousness and they live in an abundant manner. And they give of themselves freely because they're not afraid that there's no more than what they have. They give abundantly. They give. How do some people have perfect health? They live in a body that they say, it's a wonderful body, it's a fantastic body. They expect the body to be a whole and perfect body, and the body is a whole and perfect body because they expect that. When I'm ready to do it, it is easy to do. When I'm ready to live in a world of peace on earth and have it begin with me, ha ha ha, and have it begin with me, how wonderful that is. When I am ready to do it, when I'm ready to have peace on earth, it's easy to do because it starts right inside of me. It starts right in my heart, right in my soul, right in my being, and it's who I am. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is, and how glorious that is. And, you know, that's just who I am. That's just what I am, and that's just how I think at all times. For when I am ready to do it, it is easy to do. And because it's easy to do, it is lots of fun. Join me in this realization, and it is ready for you, just as it's ready for me. It is easy to do. When I am ready to do it, it is easy to do it. And truly it is. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you beyond measure.